Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, thank the Lord. It's wonderful to have our Lord. I must say, you know, that understanding that we could do nothing without him. Amen. That is so very true. And I hope that more people can grasp that very basic concept that is so important to understand. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That need, you know, realizing that we need a Savior. Praise the Lord. I think we are going to be talking about that some tonight and see how the Lord directs. But let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight and ask him to please direct and have his way. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. We do love you, Lord. We do thank you for this day, Lord. We do thank you, Lord, for your presence that goes with us, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we would not want to go anywhere without thy presence, Lord. Oh, God, it would be, oh, God, such a mistake, and how could we ever make it? But we thank you, Lord, oh, God, that we can give it all to thee, Lord, that we can lay it on to thee, Lord. And, oh, God, because you said, you take our burdens. So, God, you would give us rest, Lord, that rest of the Holy Ghost. And, oh, Lord Jesus, I pray, oh, Lord, that you would talk to us tonight. I pray that you'd have your way, Lord. Oh, God, that you'd use this scripture, Lord. Oh, God, that came to me. And I pray, oh, God, that, oh, Lord, oh, God, it would go forth as you have ordained. And, oh, God, we just ask that you'd stir our hearts, that you'd help us all, Lord, for we all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds that have been done in this body, Lord. And I pray, O God, O Lord, that we would have fruit to present to thee, Lord. O God, that our life would not have been in vain. O God, and that you would help us, Lord. O God, that you would grow us. O God, that we would gain that maturity in thee, Lord, and get to that place, O Lord, where you would have us to be, Lord. O God, that we would believe thy word, that we would have faith, that we'd, O God, we would walk in it, Lord Jesus. I pray that you'd help us here tonight, Lord. Oh, God, give me the words, the authority, the ability, the anointing that I seek from thee, Lord. Oh, God, bless your people, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, I pray, oh, God, that it would minister to each and every heart, Lord. Oh, God, that you would stir us. And, oh, God, if there be any that you have not yet called, oh, God, unto repentance, I pray that you would call them tonight, Lord. Oh, God, that your voice would be heard, Lord, and the message received. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor thee. Oh, God, we love thee, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for your mighty works to the children of men. Oh, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, we do need our God. And, you know, sometimes reminders are good. That's one purpose that we need to stay in God's word because, you know, we can't get overconfident in this race that we are running here on this earth. You know, we can't think that we've got it made and, you know, that now it's just, you know, going to be easy until the end, you know, that, oh my, nothing could distract us or disturb us or hinder us. Oh my, I think we better realize, hey, we're not to the end yet. We're not to the finish mark. And oh my, we've got more to strive for. We've got more battles to fight, and we're going to need the Lord. We're going to need that power from on high. Amen. We're going to need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh yes, I pray that, yes, God would stir our hearts and help us to, yes, see that great need that we have. Oh yes, because that day will come when we all will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, oh, to give an account of the deeds that were done in our bodies. Oh, praise the Lord, this little time that we have here on earth. And oh, the years go so fast. I mean, you know, I could just say July just started, but hey, we're already halfway through. How does this happen? But, you know, and we know summer is like that, you know, and we are going through these very hot days. The thermometer on my deck today said 100. But, you know, probably officially, maybe it was in the 90s. But you know, all I know is summer is very fleeting as well. And you know, it's the time that we grow our flowers, we grow our plants, our vegetables, and our herbs, and whatever, all, you know, with hopes that we can harvest them and all. But, you know, it's fleeting, and, you know, here we are. My, is summer halfway over already, you know? Time just travels on. And, oh, how we need to give heed to the things that we've heard. And, oh, yes, not just let them be heard, but, yes, we need to be doers of the word also. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, the grace and mercy of the Lord, the one who enables us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 10 here tonight. And see how the Lord directs all of this. But as we start here, let's go down to verses 23 and 24. Praise the Lord. It tells us here, Jeremiah chapter 10, and going down to verse 23, praise the Lord, it reads, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. And oh yes, this is Jeremiah the prophet declaring this. And oh my, you know, he was so mightily used of the Lord. But oh yes, we see that he had this understanding. And it is one that we all need to have deep down inside, this knowledge that we know that the way of man is not in himself. So many people try to do everything themselves, rely on their own abilities, on their own intellect, on their own education, and so on. And, you know, think that they can make it through this world on their own merits, with their own abilities. But Jeremiah, he knew, oh my, and it took so much strength to declare the words that God had him to declare. His assignment was mighty tough indeed. But yes, here he's saying, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Yes, we need a greater power than ourselves. We need the Holy Ghost. Yes, it's so true. It's not by might. It's not by man's power, but it's by the Spirit of the living God that we're going to make it through this world. As I believe it's proclaimed in Zechariah. And oh my, you know, yes, it's a wonderful thing to realize that we have one that walks with us. Yes, we have one that cares about all our details. And oh yes, you know, he is waiting for us to come before him. He welcomes us before his great and magnificent throne. Yes, and you know, he hears us. And he is so willing to answer. But oh yes, we have needs. You know, our own natural tendencies, oh, they so easily mislead and misguide. You know, Isaiah 53 verse 6, Isaiah writes, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all." Oh, the price that Jesus Christ paid for our salvation. Oh, to bear our iniquities. Oh, what a wonderful price. What could we ever say? Who would ever do that? But the one who came to this world, oh, to save us from our sins. Oh, praise the Lord. But yes, we were just like those sheep that have gone astray. That is man's tendencies. You know, and yes, you know, everyone to his own way, you know, just thinking, I can do it, you know, my way, you know. My, you know, we don't want to have that mentality. Oh, that stubbornness, you know, that people would actually think, you know, oh, and be proud of the fact they did it their way. Oh, my, that stubbornness, oh, my, I can lead us right to the lake of fire. But, oh, my, yes, we had that tendency within us, and that is man's nature to just, you know, be bullheaded and you know, kind of just, you know, unless you just give it to the Lord and turn your life over and say, God, direct me, help me, you know, help me not to be stubborn, help me not to be foolish, you know, help me not to go astray, help me not to wander off the road. Please, Lord, because yes, that's man's tendency. But praise the Lord, yes, the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Oh, praise the Lord, our salvation, and oh my, the wonderful things that he did on our behalf, praise the Lord, so that we could know salvation. And then, as we know, familiar verse here in Jeremiah chapter 17, just turning here for a moment. Oh yes, we know that it tells us in verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And you know, those old sayings, you know, follow your heart. Oh my, again, how foolish it is. We better turn our lives over to the Lord Jesus. Oh my, we don't know what's inside. You know, we better, you know, we better get smart and realize, yes, there's a lot of deceit inside. And it says deceitful above all things. And besides desperately wicked, oh boy, we better give our hearts over to the Lord Jesus. And there's a question, who can know it? Man wants to think he's pretty good, you know, it's, you know, and kind of patting yourself on the back and, you know, having that mentality, and it's encouraged in a lot of ways. But, oh my, our confidence needs to be in God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It's not on our own abilities. It's not on our own whims. No, it's because of Jesus Christ. And yeah, man's willful disobedience, his nature to go astray and do things his own way, not wanting to, you know, acknowledge that the heart of itself is deceitful, you know, easily tricked, you know, easily manipulated, you know, above all things, and desperately wicked, and who can know it? But oh, we better give it over to the Lord, because verse 10 tells us here, the Lord searched the heart. I'm sorry, I the Lord search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Okay, you're going to do it your own way? You know? Oh my, you know? It's not going to be so good when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh my, if that's how you've lived your life. Because yes, there is a mighty God, and he's looking, he's searching. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, the emotions and the thoughts, all of that. And because yes, we're going to be judged accordingly. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Oh, wow, verses to note. Oh, yes, you know, I just remember as I was just reading that at this moment that, you know, Brother Coote, who was a wonderful missionary to Japan, but he came to Japan as a young man. And he didn't know the Lord at that time. He was actually from England. He was an English man, and his story is so remarkable. The Lord mightily used him. But you know, when he initially came into Japan as a businessman, he didn't know the Lord. And, you know, he just didn't think he needed
you know, the scripture. He didn't think he needed to, you know, turned it all over to the Lord. And, you know, if that was suggested, you know, he didn't, you know, think it was necessary. But one day it dawned on him that, you know, here he'd said, no, I don't know, I don't think the scripture is all that accurate, and I don't think, you know, we need to give heed. All at once he realized he's saying that, but he'd never read the Bible. And he decided, yeah, he's, you know, carnal man, you know, but you know, just thinking, well, maybe I better read it, because, you know, here I'm making a statement and I've not even read it. So he started reading Book of Genesis, you know, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and, you know, on down the line. And finally he got to Jeremiah. And it was this very 17th chapter and this very verse 9, that struck his heart. And all at once, it came to him that his heart was deceitful and desperately wicked, and he didn't know it. And oh my, it hit him so hard that he fell to his knees and he began crying out to the Lord for mercy. Oh my, you know, for forgiveness. Oh, he totally repented. You know, that verse just struck him so forcefully, and he realized, hey, I've got to get right with God. And that changed everything. That changed everything. Oh, the Word of God came alive to that man, and oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he ended up, after years of success in that business, you know, coming full on as a missionary there. And oh my, you know, God gradually began to show him things, you know. Gradually he realized that he needed the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you know, it wasn't so common back then at that period in Japan, and probably not even in the United States. And he began to seek the Lord for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And it didn't seem like it happened right away. But, you know, he kept on praying, and it became an earnest desire so great that, you know, he was working his job, but, you know, before work, he'd get up early and he'd go pray. And at noon, at the break time, he'd just get down there on his knees again. He'd go out into an area to be alone outside, and you know, he'd pray at noon. And then he got so desperate in his heart that he, after work, all he could do, I'm going to pray all night. And finally, one day it happened. Oh my, as he was seeking the Lord, praise the Lord, he began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave him the utterance. And oh yes, he spoke and he figured 3 different languages, and it just went on and on for quite a while. And oh my, it changed him. The next day, one of his good friends, associates, saw him, and oh my, he remarked to him later, "What happened to you? I could see it on your face. Something happened. Did you receive the Holy Ghost?" And praise the Lord, he had received the Holy Ghost. And oh yes, everything began to change. And yes, eventually realized his need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, this was the earlier part of the 20th century. And you know, these truths from God's word were not always so readily or even hardly understood. But oh yes, God used this man, Leonard Coote, oh yes, to win many souls to the Lord Jesus there in Japan. And he founded many churches. Oh, and he began a school for missionaries. He started them in Japan, and then he began one in San Antonio, Texas. And you know what? My mother and dad went to that school, and that's when I was born, in San Antonio, Texas. Well, my mom and dad were in their last year of school there at IBC, International Bible College in San Antonio, Texas. Praise the Lord. But, oh my, I didn't know I was going to say that, but praise the Lord. You know, yes, that verse here in Jeremiah 17 meant so much. Oh, it just changed, you know, Leonard Coote. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, God worked in him mightily and used him mightily. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, we need the Lord. And yes, and yes, like I've said, we need these reminders from time to time, because, you know, man in his willfulness he often gets into trouble trying to do things his or her own way. But yes, another verse here, Isaiah 64. Praise the Lord, verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Well, that is a literal condition of our soul and spirit. Oh, yes, before we come to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, you were filthy beyond what we could ever conceive in our own ways, in our own thoughts, an unclean thing. And those good things that we try to do of ourselves, God sees them as filthy rags, it tells us. And yes, that knowledge, we all do fade as a leaf, here for a moment and gone the next. And it says, our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Oh, how we need the Savior. It tells us in verse 7 here in the 64th chapter of Isaiah, and there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. Oh, yes, you know, sin, iniquity separates us from God. Oh, my, you know, what a truth, but so simple and yet so ignored or, you know, not realized. We're not doing well if we're living in our sins. We're not doing well. We need to get right with God. Those sins will condemn us. We're not going to be able to stand before the righteous God, the King of Kings, and hear him say, well done, if we are living in sin. And oh, yes, those iniquities that, you know, took us away from God. But oh, praise the Lord, there was one who was going to come to this world seeking and saving those that were lost. Oh, yes, making provisions. Oh, yes, for us wanderers, who had no hope otherwise in reality. And Isaiah saying in verse 8, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are the clay, and thou art potter, and we are all the work of thy hand. Oh, I thank the Lord. He takes us, so we turn our lives over to him. We surrender our will and repent of our sins. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He takes us and he begins to shape us. Yes, he's a potter, and we need to be as clay. Oh, yes, so he can make us what we need to be in Jesus Christ. And yes, to become the work of his hand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, it's such a beautiful thing. Yes, how God takes us. And all going back now to Jeremiah 10. Oh, it tells us, yes, in verse 24. Oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. And oh my, you know, it doesn't take too much reading in God's word to realize that it's going to be beyond awesome when we stand before the throne of God, and it's going to be a terror for those who have not turned their lives over to the Lord. It's going to be something else. Now, just a few more verses here to solidify this thought. One of my favorites here, Psalm 76. Going to verse 6, Psalm 76, verse 6. It reads, at thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. And then verse 7, thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Oh, what a question. Oh, my. Who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry. By the way, I'm calling this message, Lest Thou Bring Me to Nothing. Praise the Lord, Samuel. I don't know for sure if I mentioned that. Lest Thou Bring Me to Nothing. But, you know, yes, you know, the psalmist is expressing this, and this is a song of Asaph here. And, yeah, he's recalling how, at the rebuke of God, you know, those Egyptians, you know, who came chasing after the Israelites, they were drowned in the Red Sea. Both the chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. It was a sleep of death for them. But, oh, yes, we better, oh, get right with God. We better have enough sense to fear God and fear his word so that we heed it and so that we do it. Amen. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Oh my, when God gets angry, it's not going to be a pretty thing. It's not going to be a pretty thing at all. Let's read a little bit more here. Praise the Lord, oh praise the Lord. Psalms 47. It tells us, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. And praise the Lord here. Yes, you know, this psalm written for the sons of Korah, you know, it's talking about as our God comes forth as a conquering king. Oh, yes, you know, when all will stand before him. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. Oh, yes. That moment. Terrible, you know, causing terror, or fear producing, as you know, it's told me here. It says, he shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Oh, God's going to take care of all this trouble. Those that, oh my, have rebelled against God, those that persecute God's people, oh, those with all these wrong thinkings and notions, trying and striving to bring forth their new world order. Oh my, you know, their world of artificial intelligence and whatever all they can do, you know, trying to make man in their own image. Oh, God knows. But God is going to come forth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. It's going to be over. Amen. Amen. They are going to be subdued. Oh, these rebellious ones who have rebelled against God and hate the people of God. It tells us in verse 4, Psalms 47, he shall choose our inheritance for us. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. Oh, yes, he's got wonderful things prepared for them that love him. Eye hath not seen, or ear hath heard the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. Oh, yes, it's going to be so beyond what we even imagined or, even have begun to comprehend. Oh, wonderful things. He shall choose our inheritance for us. The excellency of Jacob, whom he loves, Selah. And then, oh, yes, it goes on. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. And, oh, yes, he comes, you know. Oh, they're going to see it. Every eye is going to see him. Oh, they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall mourn because of him. Oh, yes, even so. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes, that shout of God as he comes to judge this world in righteousness, and that sound of the trumpet as he comes forth. Oh, it tells us, sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises, oh my. Oh, if we make it to the other side, oh my, it's going to be so glorious. It's going to be so wonderful. Oh, what a triumphant moment. And oh, what can we do but sing and worship the Lord? And oh my, just be so thankful for the price that he paid for our salvation. Oh, yes. For God is the King of all the earth. Oh, yeah, it's going to be over. Oh, my, man and his devices and all, you know, the things that he has promoted, all the wickedness, all the evil, oh, my, all the sin, it's going to be cast down. Oh, praise the Lord, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Oh, yeah, with understanding, because we realize what Jesus Christ did for us, the price that he paid that we might stand there, that we might be counted worthy, oh my, to receive the reward, oh, be a joint heir with Christ, oh my, to be his sons and daughters, to live forever with Jesus Christ, amen, our Lord and our God. And it tells us, God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness, and oh, that we're going to see him in that magnificent throne, oh my, and you know, oh, how the earth is going to tremble before that throne, oh my, that throne. And oh, yes, it tells us the princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Oh, praise the Lord. And you know, it's talking about God's elect, his people, both, you know, of the Jew and of the Greek, those that have overcome, even the people of the God of Abraham. You know, Paul wrote in Galatians, you know, that we which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Yes, we've been included in the covenant. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. So, yes, we're going to be there. Oh, yes, when we endure until the end, when we make it to the other side. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we're going to be there, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we want to exalt him. Oh, above the earth, he is King of kings. He is Lord of lords. He is worthy. He is worthy. You know, I can imagine how, oh, we're going to, you know, realize and understand. Our understanding is going to be so enlightened, like, you know, way beyond what we could possibly know, I feel, here on this earth. Praise the Lord. But, oh, yes. Oh, what a day awaits the children of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. We are told in Psalm 75, verse 2, when I shall receive the congregation, I will judge uprightly. And oh, yes, that third verse in Psalm 75, the earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Oh, praise the Lord. This earth is standing on the word of God. Amen. It's in rotation. It's moving because God has ordained it. God has stated it. God has put it in motion. Oh, praise the Lord. But one of these days is going to be over. And all at once, what a description here. The earth and all the inhabitants thereof are dissolved. I bear up the pillars of it, Selah. Oh, it's going to be so over. Oh, my. You know, it says in verse 4 here in this psalm, I said unto the fools, deal not foolishly. And to the wicked, lift not up the horn. In other words, don't brag on your own, you know. Your own, you know, benefits or your own understanding or your own accomplishments. Hey, you know, don't lift up your horn. Don't boast of, you know, your own accomplishments. Deal not foolishly. Yeah. It's foolish. It's the fool that has said in his heart, there is no God. You know, and wow, to have that mentality, it's crazy dumb. Amen. It's foolish. And oh, to the wicked, lift not up the horn. Oh my, you know, man who looks at his trophies and, you know, all his medals and, you know, all his accomplishments and, you know, all the boasting that comes forth because of it, you know. Oh my,
no, it isn't going to mean a thing. God doesn't, you know, he doesn't think like man at all. Amen. Amen. So it says, lift not up your horn on high. Speak not with a stiff neck. Oh, yeah, a neck that cannot be moved by God, you know, just, you know, just into one's own ambitions and goals and not yielding to God. So it says, for promotion cometh neither from the east nor from the west, nor from the south. No, it comes from the north, that empty place in the north that Job talked about in the 26th chapter of Job, you know, that place where God is, a city of God, you know, Mount Zion, oh, which is above, praise the Lord, and oh, the mother of us all, praise the Lord, oh, yes. That's where real promotion comes from, amen. But God is a judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. Oh, man doesn't know, you know, how God can so easily remove him. You know, it's like the ant that we might step on. Oh, my, you know, there's nothing that we should boast on, you know, our own accomplishments. But oh yes, God is in charge. He sees it all. He's looking at it all. He's regarding it all. And yes, he putteth down one and setteth up another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out the same, but the dregs thereof. All the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. Oh, yes. Oh, the very bottom, icky stuff that's, you know, he's good. It's what God is going to pour out. And oh, yes, he's going to give it to the wicked to drink. Oh, yes, he wrings them out. And oh, yeah, and he pours out that cup of his wrath. Oh, my, that is full of their sin and their iniquity. Oh, their boasting and all their evil deeds. Oh, my, it's going to be poured out. Amen. But praise the Lord for the children of the Lord. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. All the horns of the wicked also will I cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted. Oh, yes. You know, yes. It is certainly necessary for us to humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God that we might be exalted in due time. Amen. And we don't want to be exalted by our own selves or our own laurels or accomplishments in this world. But God knows, yes, oh, when it is time, yes, that his people, oh, yes, will be given the rewards, the inheritance, and oh, yes, exalted in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, all of this is going to come to naught. And going back here for a moment to Jeremiah chapter 10, looking at verse 10 here in this 10th chapter of Jeremiah, it tells us here, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. And oh my, yes, you know, we read that from Psalm 76. Oh, you know, thou art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? This moment, yes, when it's over, and sin has come to the full, so that cup is going to be poured out without measure. It's full to the brim. I can see it heaping over, and I'm believing that the judgment time is at hand. One of these days, yes, God's going to pour it out. There'll be no more room. You know, sin, as I have said, has come to the full, so yes, it's time for judgment. Yes,
The Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. Oh, what a moment. What a moment when we stand before that judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the deeds that were done in our bodies. What a moment. There's such a description in the book of Nahum. I'd like to turn there right now to Nahum, the very first chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us here, Nahum chapter 1. The burden of Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. And here we are. I believe this is referring to God's day of vengeance. You know, it is told us, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And oh yes, we are to turn it over to the Lord and let him judge the circumstances that arise that are sometimes, you know, very painful and thoughtless and you know, hard to bear. But, you know, it tells us, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in the time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. Oh my. And he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Oh yes, those that, you know, gave their hearts over to vain religion, false gods and deities, and you know, that moment when God comes forth and it's day of the day of judgment, and oh, it's you know, the day when God is going to take vengeance on the affairs of men. Oh yes, the things that seem like, you know, maybe they were ignored, and you know, people wonder, you know, how can they get by with it, you know? But oh my, when God comes, he's going to be so fierce. Oh my, he's going to be so angry. They're going to see it. They're going to know it. There is no way that, oh my, we can stand before the righteous judge, oh, with sin in our lives. And yes, he's jealous. Oh yes, if you've taken on, you know, for yourself, you know, other gods, other religions, oh my, things that were not meeting God's approval, oh my, things that he forbade, oh my, he's gonna, you know, he's gonna show that other side. He's gonna show revenge at that moment. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries and reserveth wrath for his enemies. And then verse 3 here in Nahum 1 characterizes God. It says, the Lord is slow to anger. Oh yes, he waits a long time. He hath long patience, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He's slow to anger, and you know, he's waiting. You know, he even, you know, gave time to wicked old Jezebel. He gave her space to repent, we're told in the book of Revelation. You know, just perchance, you know, she would turn from her wicked ways. But oh yes, he is slow to anger and great in power. Great in power. We better have that respect. We better have that fear of God. I mean, oh my, he is the mighty one. Mighty God, he is the mighty one. He is great in power. And will not at all acquit the wicked. I mean, you know, you're not going to get by with it. He's not going to say, well, you've been pretty good in this other area, and I'll let it go.
Oh no, we have to get right. We have to acknowledge our sins. We have to bow our knees before God and get right with Him before this moment when we stand before Him. He will not at all acquit the wicked. He's not going to let it go. He has witnessed it. He gave space to repent. And now is judgment time. And it tells us the Lord hath His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for those moments when God redirected those tornadoes, you know, that, you know, the sirens went off and, you know, the tornado clouds had been spotted, funnel clouds, and they'd been spotted, and, you know, there was, you know, a tornado in the making. But God voided it out, or He sent it another direction, or whatever. It did not affect us. Oh, yes, and whatever, because it says, the Lord hath His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. Oh my, those clouds. And some days it's so beautiful to look up there and see the clouds. You know, we marvel, Brother Tim and I, often when we're in the car and traveling someplace, and when the beautiful clouds, the beautiful cumulus clouds are in sight, and oh my, you know. But, oh, just to think, you know, those clouds are the dust of His feet. Kind of gives a new meaning to those, doesn't it? Oh, He's our mighty God. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry. He drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. In other words, it loses its vigor, its greenness, you know, places that were sites of great beauty, and all at once at the word of God, as He rebukes the sea, maketh it dry. It drieth up all the rivers. I mean, why? We better fear Him. He can say it and it will be. Amen. Oh, yes. So it's, it talks about it languishing. Oh, it becomes, you know, worthless, without any vigor, without any strength, you know, or any vitality. It says the mountains quake at Him. The hills melt and the earth is burned at His presence. Oh, when He comes to judge this world in righteousness. Oh, what a description here. The mountains quake at Him. The hills melt. The earth is burned at His presence. Oh my, yes. Oh yeah, He's reserved this day of judgment. You know, He judged this world with water in the time of Noah. But oh, He has reserved this day when He's going to judge this world with fire. Oh my, such a description here. Yes, and the earth is burned at His presence. He comes, and oh yes, all of these things that man puts his faith and trust in, oh, will be consumed and burnt up. Oh yes, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. And then this question, verse 6. Who can stand before His indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of His anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by Him. Oh yes, as He comes, you know, there's no ignoring this time. As every eye is going to see Him, and all at once that understanding of who He is, and you know, oh my, you know, it's reckoning time. Oh yes, and they're all going to acknowledge Him at that moment. They're going to know that He is God, that He is, you know, that He is the Christ. He is the one that came into this world to save us from our sins. And every knee is going to bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth. And every tongue is going to acknowledge that He is Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that He is God, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Oh, yes. That moment, yes. And oh, yes, it's all going to be known and everyone's going to understand. And there is no way you're going to miss it at that moment. Oh yes, who can stand before His indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of His anger?
my, it's not going to be a pretty sight if you are not in Christ, if you have not repented and got rid of those old sins, oh, that are on your back. Oh, it's not going to be a good day. His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. Oh, yes, everything is collapsing, it's falling, it's burning up, and oh, my. But praise the Lord to God's people. Verse 7 tells us, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trusted. He trusteth in him. He knows his people. Oh, yes, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Oh, yes, that is so very true. The Lord knows his people. He knows them that trust in him. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, praise the Lord. A different story. Oh, a place of safety, a stronghold in the day of trouble for the people of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that you've given your heart over to the Lord Jesus? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We have this place of safety in Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. You know, at times, you know, it tells us he wasn't going to make an utter end as far as, you know, old Israel was concerned. You know, there was going to be a restoration. But now he's talking about an utter end. And, you know, that means, oh my, that it's absolute, it's total. You know, it's a complete end. No more second, third chances. So yes, what do you imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they be folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. Oh, praise the Lord, that day of his judgment is coming. Oh yes, praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, God has a place of shelter and of safety for those that are in him. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, as Jeremiah, you know, stated in Jeremiah 10, verse 23 again, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Oh my, but oh my, Jesus Christ came into the world as the Son of God, as the Messiah, to show us the way. Oh yes, the way that we could, oh yes, walk with the Lord. Oh, the way that we could give our sins over to the Lord Jesus. Oh, over to God Almighty. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, have them forgiven us. Praise the Lord, to obey the gospel message. Yes, the heat to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins, to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh yes, as Paul commanded on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:38. Amen, amen. But Jesus Christ came into the world to show us the way. Praise the Lord, so that with his help, by his grace, and by his mercy, we could know the way to go. We could be clothed with his righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's look at John 14 for a moment. Praise the Lord. It tells us here, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And verse 4 here, 14th chapter of John. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
Now, Jesus was talking, as you know, his words as they're going towards Gethsemane. And Thomas, you know, doesn't understand. And quite likely the others did not understand what Jesus had just said. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? But oh yes, thank God for the words of life. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh yes, Jesus was the one that would give us access to God. Praise the Lord. And there is no other way to have access to God. No, it must come through Jesus Christ. But yes, he was the way. Oh, praise the Lord. And he opened up the way. Oh, yes, so that we could know how to enter in. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, you know, Jesus had you know, said in John the 10th chapter that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, praise the Lord. And yes, just prior to that 10th verse, Jesus had declared, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Praise the Lord. He's the door. So yes, he was the one that opened up that door so that we could know the way to have eternal life. Oh, yes. The way to God. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes. Oh, yes. Jesus came to this earth to present it, you know, to open up that way. And oh yes, it would be opened up further there, at, you know, at Calvary, when he took our sins upon himself. Oh yes, he was opening up that door so that we might have access to God, to that throne of grace and mercy. Oh yes, that we might be forgiven our sins. He was taking those old dreadful sins upon himself, yes, so that they wouldn't have to be hanging on us. Amen. Yes, so Jesus declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, what a wonderful gift this salvation is. And oh, yes, he told them, yeah, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to come to you. And they couldn't understand that fully when Jesus yet spoke those words before Calvary. But oh my, you know, he opened up their understanding that they might receive the truth. And boy, praise the Lord, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost all at once, oh, everything was cleared in their minds, in their brains. They could understand, oh, yes, the way that had opened up unto them, praise the Lord, the way of life. Oh, praise the Lord, eternal life, praise the Lord. Yes, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And yes, Peter, he had the keys there on the day of Pentecost. And what was he doing there on the day of Pentecost there when he preached that message there in Acts, the second chapter? He was opening up the door. He was turning the key. Yes, so that door of salvation could be opened. Oh, yes, when they were pricked in their heart and, you know, said, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? Oh, Peter, thank God. Oh, yes, Jesus had given him the keys, and now he was able to declare it. Oh, yes, as we know, he said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank God for that. We have hope today. Oh, yes, that door of salvation is still open. That promise still is available. Praise the Lord. It was, oh, yes, for them at Pentecost. It was for their children.
And it was for all them that were afar off, and even, yes, even Gentiles who were considered afar off, and even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Oh, praise the Lord, he's still calling. Yes, he's still knocking at the door of a heart and you know, wanting to come in and sup with us. And oh my, you know, move in us, change us, make us a new creature in Christ. Yes, he's still working. Oh yes, to fulfill that. Oh yes, Peter had the key, and oh yes, it opened that day at Pentecost. Praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 40 of Acts 2, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. And that's the way of it, you know. People are going the wrong way. They're on the wrong road. They're not going towards God. They're going on that untoward way. Oh my, that way that leads to destruction. Oh my, the road that leads to the lake of fire. Oh, we don't want to go that route. Oh, by his grace and mercy. And thank God on the day of Pentecost. Oh yes, there were many that received these words of life. Tells us, verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Praise the Lord. Oh, God knows how to move. He knows how to move mountains. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, he had opened the door. He came to this world. Oh, yes, to lead us in the way that leads to everlasting life, to bring forth a new covenant in his blood. Oh, yes, so that we could enter in. So, oh, we could have access to that throne of grace so that we can know God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what wonderful things. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, we have privilege too at this time. Oh, God is so good. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, we know that we have to abide in him. Amen. You know, we can't go off on a limb and try to create our own religion. Oh, our own salvation, our own philosophy is never going to work. Jesus said in John 15, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Oh yes, praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we might wonder why we are going through this hardship or this trial or this test or whatever. But you know, could it be that he's purging us, you know, so that we bring forth more fruit? It obviously is essential that we bring forth fruit. Oh my, so we don't stand before him empty. And he went on to say, verse 3 in John 5, chapter 15, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. In other words, we live in him. You know, we live and move and have our being, praise the Lord, in our God, praise the Lord. But oh yes, oh, you know, we want to stay there. We want to be in that place, that being our abode in Christ Jesus. You know, our whole life, you know, is in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that we can walk with him, and he can walk with us, and we can talk with him, and he can talk to us. Amen. So that, you know, we're in him, and he in us. Praise the Lord. So yes, he said, abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And verse 5 explains, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing.
Oh, yes, and how profound that is, yet so simple, you know, to get it through our little thick heads, you know. We need Jesus, you know, we must have Jesus. Oh my, we don't want to be brought down to nothing. Oh, we want to bring forth fruit. We must abide in the vine. Oh yes, he in us. Oh yes, and we in him, praise the Lord, so that we can bring forth fruit. For without me, he said, he can do nothing. It's explained in verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men can gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. We're either in Christ or we're that, you know, that branch that's going to be cast off. It's going to wither. It's going to be gathered in to be burned. It's going to be a nothing. It's going to be worthless, of no value. He went on, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, how he writes on our heart, and we become that living epistle. Oh, that is, you know, known and read of all men, praise the Lord, a living testimony of the power of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, of the life in Christ, in a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, praise the Lord. So yes, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Oh, praise the Lord, that evidence that we are in him, that we are his disciples under his discipline. Yes, his disciples are fruitful. Praise the Lord. And that's how God is glorified, by the fruit, the good fruit that we bring forth. Praise the Lord. He said, as the Father hath loved me, I love you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Oh, yes, you know, we need to give heed to the words of God. We need to give heed to his commandments, his ways, his word. Amen. We better live by it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Oh, praise the Lord, the joy in serving God. Oh, and knowing that our sins are not on our back, and that we, oh, yes, you know, we've turned it over to the Lord, and, oh, we've been freed of that horrendous mess that would have condemned us. Oh, and sent us to the lake of fire. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, so he desires that these things that he spoke, oh, yes, would bring forth his joy, that his joy might remain in us, in his people, and that your joy might be full. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. But, oh my, there is great fulfillment in working for the Lord. Amen. That's where the joy comes in, you know, and doing his will and walking in his ways and, you know, helping others, you know, whatever else we can do, yes, to fulfill his plan for us. Amen. With his help and by his mercy. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes. Oh, that need to abide in him. And oh, yes, to turn it over, because, yes, Jesus Christ came to this world to show us the way. Oh, that, yes, we could walk in it, that we could live in it. Oh, yes, that we could grow in it. Praise the Lord. And oh, truly be his disciples and truly be filled with the joy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, so thankful for that price that he paid for us. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, Jeremiah's concerned. Oh, yes, his understanding that, you know, it wasn't innately within our being to know, you know, the way in ourselves, the way to God. You know, it isn't innately in us to direct our own steps. No, we need a greater power than ourselves. We need a greater authority than ourselves. Oh, we need, oh yes, the Spirit of the living God, oh my, to move in us and to change us. Oh, praise the Lord, to make us what we need to be in him. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, as Jeremiah cried, oh Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank God for a living way. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the reality that, oh, yes, we can turn our lives over to the living God. Oh, receive of his salvation. Praise the Lord. We can abide in him and he in us. Praise the Lord, so that we can indeed be his disciples. Oh, praise the Lord, and know that joy. Oh, praise the Lord, that fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. To complete his plan of salvation. Oh, his will for our lives as individuals. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have had patience with us. We thank you for your word that ministers to our hearts, Lord. And oh, God, shows us the way, Lord. And oh, we thank you for your Spirit, oh my, that calls us unto repentance, Lord, that draws us, oh Lord, so that we know that we must turn our lives over to you and get right with you, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you would work in a mighty way. Oh, God, make us indeed your disciples. Make us what we need to be in you, Lord Jesus. Give us the directives that we need, oh God, and the ability to fulfill them. And oh God, help us, oh Lord, to surrender. Oh God, to submit, to walk in your ways. Oh God, to yield ourselves unto you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, that your plan, oh God, that your will could and will be fulfilled in our lives. Oh, praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank God. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our Melodies of Praise hymnal to number 241 and sing Whosoever Will. 241, Melodies of Praise. Shout, shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. 'Tis a loving Father. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh need not delay. Now the door is open and God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.